live at ACB 2010. This is Michael Off. And I caught up here with Fran, who we've spoken with before, at ILA Independent Living AIDS. How you doing, Fran?
I'm fine, Michael. Thank you for stopping by.
Well, no problem. I want to find out what's new. I know you have a new talking phone. That's always popular.
Right. Made by Serena Interventions. We have a cordless talking button phone that came out around the time of the ATIA in January. Right now, the newest item that we have, it's only been in the U.S. for 2 weeks, is the Milestone 312.
Okay, well, talk about that.
That is, of course, the newest version of the 311. The difference between them is that this one has a gig of memory on board. It has a clock. It has a radio, an FM radio. It reads now all of the book formats, so it will allow the user to listen to NLS, Audible.com. At one point, it was just a Daisy reader.
Well, they've added a lot of features to that then.
Yes, it took them a couple of years to get it moving, but they finally got it done, and it's a very popular item here at ACB right now.
And what is that selling for?
The price is $449.
Okay, so that's 1 gig of storage, and then you can add to that, right?
Yeah, it has expandable capability because of the scan disk slot. You can go all the way up to 32 gig.
Okay, very good. I'm really curious, any Serene talking phones here?
Yes. Well, that one, they are a company that generally works with the hard of hearing community, but had the opportunity to work with them in order to get a large button phone that actually allowed the users to hear the buttons that they were pressing. And so they've stepped out of their normal environment of amplified phones, and they made this phone for the low vision community. And it's reasonably priced. It's about $75-$80. And it's really a very innovative new unit.
And what aspects of it talk?
Well, first of all, of course, the keypad talks. And then there's a number of other buttons that do recall and the memory key buttons. So there's some limitation to some of the buttons, but in general, most of them talk.
But the caller ID,
doesn't have caller ID right now.
Okay.
The next generation of it will have caller ID, and yes, it will talk.
Okay. I was under the impression there were three different phones.
There are, but two of them are for people with hearing loss. And, of course, that doesn't mean that it's not usable. It's just that when you're getting an amplified phone, generally you're going to pay a higher dollar figure for it. So if you have low vision and good hearing, you don't need to spend that extra money.
Okay, very good. Are you selling the Pin Friend?
We have been selling it. We were the first company in the U.S. to sell it. Of course, now it's available through most of the different types of exhibitors that are here in the hall. It's a fabulous product, affordable. Everyone basically runs at about $139.95. And I think it's a must-have type of product for people.
I think so. And last I spoke with you, you were going to be a tester in the U.S. for labels that could endure laundry cycles. Has there been any progress with that?
No, they are still testing them in Europe. They are not having the greatest of luck with it. They are running all different types of tests before it actually Kits comes here to the U.S. for me to prototype.
Okay. I want to have to make some different kind of tag or something. Maybe
yeah,
a little it's more
gonna have
waterproof.
To be, it's going to have to be a special type of material.
Okay. Very good. And then what other items are you selling here?
Okay. We have a whole new watch series that's very innovative. Right now, it's available only in the time only mode. But we will in the fall have it with an alarm as well. The main feature that's different from any of the other talking watches, irrespective of who manufactures them, is that it only has one battery. And anybody that's a user of talking watches knows that they've always been an issue with the two-battery format. The jewelers don't know what to change, and in a lot of cases they actually break the watch. So this is a one battery watch like everyone else that might use a Timex or whatever. In addition to that, it has onboard instructions so that the person doesn't have to always try to remember how to set a watch. In addition to that, it tells you the day, date, and year. It will enable a person to change from a female voice to a male voice or vice versa at a push of a button. And the watch face itself will automatically synchronize as if it was like an atomic watch, although it's not, so that when they do the audible time, the face will automatically sync within 3 to 5 minutes. So they're no longer walking around with a watch face that doesn't match the time that they're hearing.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
We're excited
about that. And even I'm actually trying to get some opinions at ACB right now on a prototype for the alarm style watch that we're going to move forward with. And if anybody in the listening audience has a minute to stop at booth one, I'd love to get your opinion on whether we should have all the buttons recessed except the one that gives the time, or if we should have the buttons in the same familiar pattern where they're actually outside the frame of the watch.
Well, very good. That's good. You're working with the manufacturer to make corrections or adjustments.
The goal is basically we want things to be as satisfactory as possible for the consumer.
Right. And, of course, some people just have different opinions, so you have to do a consensus kind of thing, too.
Absolutely.
And see what you're up against.
That's right.
Okay. And then what else here?
Oh, my gosh. We have right here in the booth itself, we have a lot of different kitchen types of items. I know ACB people have always been popular for that type of stuff, especially way back to the MRS days.
So what's new? What's new in terms of kitchen items?
Not so much that they're new. It's just that...
Are popular selling? Do people keep coming back for year after year?
Year after year, the same things. The talking cooking thermometer, the double spatula that we sell that's Teflon, the timers, of course, the talking and the large, cooking timers. Those are like standard, items that people come back for all the time.
Wow, very good. Any kind of calculators or...
We have a new calculator that comes with an earbud directly from the manufacturer. And it's always best if you can avoid modifying things if you don't have to. So that's a fairly new. It's a desktop. And, of course, it all talks.
Now, back on the phones, you have a cell phone that's not talking but is large print, so someone with low vision might look at this as a device. What is that?
That is correct. We are the exclusive distributor in the United States for an entire product line for phones that are made in Europe, and the company name is Doro. And they came out with two cell phones for low vision folks. And... the one is a bit smaller than the other. It's got nice, clear white numbers on black, and the screen, when you're punching in the numbers, the numbers are larger than the average. In addition to that, they have one that's just a bit larger in length, and that one actually has text capability. They run in the neighborhood about $170 to $180.
So that might be an alternative to some people who think that maybe the jitterbugs are only option. This might be something else to look at.
Yeah, the other thing that is attractive to a lot of the folks that buy this particular cell phone is that you don't have to cancel a contract if you have a carrier that uses SIM cards. Or if you don't have a carrier, a lot of seniors buy prepaid because they don't want to have a bill at the end of the month.
So it uses SIM, so with AT&T or T-Mobile here in the U.S.?
Right.
So that's what works with?
Okay. That's correct. Or you just go and you buy the prepaid SIM card, and they love it, the seniors in particular, because they're not, chatting on the phone like a teenager.
Well, exactly. And what I have done in the past at T-Mobile, it's a little more. It's $100, but it's good for a whole year, and it's like 1,100 minutes or something. So that gives you quite a bit of time, and math breaks it down to $8 a month. So there are some economical ways to use a cell phone.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because a lot of people just don't want to be stranded if they went to a doctor and the taxi or the special transportation doesn't arrive. So they really do it for their own safety and for their convenience, but they don't need it when they have a landline in the house, or they don't prefer to have the use of a cell phone other than for emergency purposes.
Very good. I'm trying to think of any other items here.
Well, we have. I just thought of one.
Okay.
I think probably a lot of your viewing area is familiar with the standard Moshi clock.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Moshi now is in a travel form. And it's a flat, very small, tiny clock that fits in a pocket, in a shirt pocket. And it has all the features that the standard Moshi has.
So how many batteries does that run on?
It takes, I'm opening it up as we're talking here.
Okay.
It takes three AAA batteries.
Okay, and it has the voice commands
it
like the others?
It has the voice commands. Of course, you can't talk to it from across the room because the other one, you can do that if it's plugged in.
But, right.
And it has, what's good too is it has a lock on the side. So when you're traveling, if the buttons, you know, start getting pushed, nothing's going to happen. Your time will stay the same.
Yeah, it doesn't freak out airport security or
exactly.
anything. Very good.
That's
okay.
Right. So that's new. But that's $25. And we've been doing really well with that at the ACB also.
Okay, anything else before we wrap up?
I think that pretty much covers it.
Okay,
sure
well, very
I'll
good.
Think
well,
of
give
a
me
lot later.
Yes, as always, give us the website and the phone number.
Yes, please. It's www.independentliving.com, and we can be reached Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Eastern Standard at 800-537-2118.
All right, Fran, a pleasure to talk with you as always.
Thank you.
Live at ACB 2010 for SaroTalk.com blog and podcast. This is Michael Loft.